This is Talking Business.
Joining me now is James Lai, founder and CEO of Metigate. G'day, James. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Alan.
I take it that Metigate is a play on mitigate. Is that right?
It is. It's a play on words.
It's spelt M-E-T-I-G and the letter, the figure 8.
Yes.
I take it that it's a sort of an air tasker for auditors and risk management professionals.
It is.
Is that an oversimplification?
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. Or I could call it the Uber for risk management. Essentially, it's a platform where we connect organizations with risk and compliance contractors or freelancers, if you like.
Are there many freelancers? How many have you got on the platform?
At present, we've got about 400. And they're mixed. They're not all freelancers. So a portion of them are independent contractors or freelancers. I think they prefer the term independent contractors. And some of them are small boutique firms. So they could be anywhere from 2 or 3 people in a small firm to up to about 20, 25 people. So we've got a variety of independent contractors and small firms.
So when did you start the business and what were you doing at the time?
Yeah. So I've spent about 18 years in risk management. The first half of my career was with PricewaterhouseCoopers as a technology auditor. And the next half of my career in the corporate life was really with Westpac as a head of risk in their wealth management business. And after 18 years and being on both the buy and sell sides of risk management and compliance services, I saw the opportunity for Metigate. There were two issues that I saw when I was at the bank. One was the big accounting firms were expensive, and they've always been expensive. But what's new is that their value is eroding as well at the same time. And then on the other hand, you know, I use recruitment firms a lot, and I've dealt with some good ones, but there were others who simply don't understand risk management. So I saw a gap in the market where, you know, there are big firms charging high prices and who could be using junior resources, and therefore the value isn't quite there. And on the other hand, you get recruiters who don't really get risk management. So we saw a gap in the market, and that's how I founded Metigate.
And tell us about how it works. I mean, what does a client post a particular job, and then freelancers bid on the job? Is that the way it works?
So clients and specialists, they register to be on the platform, and we require that process because of, you know, we want to ensure that there's a good level of quality people on there, both the buy and the sell sides, especially the sell sides who are specialists offering the services. We vet them and we onboard them. And once they're on the platform, clients could post a job on the platform. And we do short-term and long-term and perm roles now. I'll tell you a little bit more about this later. And specialists could browse the jobs on offer and they could apply for these jobs. And once they apply for these jobs, the applications actually don't go directly to the client. They come to us, and we actually curate the best 2 or 3 specialists for the client. The main reason why we do that is because many clients, they don't have time to recruit, and they don't want to go through, you know, 30 CVs and, you know, 30 profiles. They want someone to actually do the work for them. So we are a platform built and run by risk professionals. We know what clients need, and we offer a unique value proposition. So we curate for the client, and then the best 2 or 3, we will push them to the client's dashboard on the system, and they can view them and they can interview them and they can hire them.
Right. So what do you charge for that?
Yep. So for contract roles or short-term roles, we charge a standard 10% of what client pays specialists, and that's on top of the specialist fee. For perm roles, now we do perm roles now because clients actually say, well, you're risk people, you know what we need, so why don't you start hiring for us? So that's how we got into perm roles as well. So for contract roles, we charge 10% to the client. And then for perm roles, for salaries up to 110K in Australia, we charge 12%. And then for salaries above that, we charge 15%. So those are our standard rates.
Right, and so by perm you mean permanent. So permanent roles. In a sense, you're a recruitment agency in that sense, aren't you?
You could call there's the act of recruitment, but we want to make sure that our unique value proposition as a risk people run business is clear to clients. The other thing we do that is quite different to how recruiters run their shops. Is that we use technology. So yes, we've got a technology platform. We've now also developed an artificial intelligence or AI tool that helps do the matching. So while we are human curators, curating the best talent for clients for every job that's posted, over time as the platform gets larger and we've got good talent on platform, there's no way I could tell who, intimately, the 2,000 or 3,000 people on platform as we grow to that size. So what we're doing is we've built an AI tool, artificial intelligence bot, if you like, that actually does the curation. So it mimics us and we teach it and it slowly develops to become like us, risk people. And what it does is does two things. So one is as jobs are posted, the AI tool would then look for and recommend the best specialists for those jobs. And vice versa, the AI tool also recommends jobs to specialists.
Right. So does the AI tool then, in a sense, cut off the process of people bidding on the job?
It doesn't. So specialists can still browse all jobs on offer and they still can apply for it. The AI tool speeds up the process. And as it gets more accurate over time, it becomes a fast process. But we still have the human touch. We believe we are in a people business. We use the AI to assist us in making decisions and finding the right talent.
I note that on your website, you've got an Australian version and a UK version. Are you going global? And are there any others doing what you're doing?
Yes, we are going global. So we've run the business here in Australia for close to 2 years now. We've had great success over the short period of time, and therefore we concluded that from a proof of concept point of view, there is great demand for the service, and people come to us because they know that we are risk people running the platform, and we're using technology to do the matches much faster than traditional means. Since then we've had big clients sign up. We've had a number of the big banks and ASX listed companies and fintechs and SMEs using us. So we thought, okay, well, given the good run that we've had in Australia, let's launch in the UK, which in many respects are quite similar to the market here, except it's much bigger. So we saw the opportunity and we thought, okay, well, let's launch there. Let's work in a bigger market. The other reason why we've decided to launch in the UK just 2 years after we've launched in Australia is because one of the challenges facing the market is the short of supply in risk and compliance talent. We've got the Royal Commission into banking that's happening in Australia right now, and we've got financial services scandals, as you can see in the papers almost on a daily basis, and issues with corporate governance and poor risk management and not acting in the best interest of clients and all those kinds of issues. It's basically sucking risk and compliance professionals out of the system into remediation exercises, and repair exercises and all that kind of stuff. So there's a shortage in Australia. There's also a global shortage given, similar but bigger issues happening in the UK and elsewhere. And because of that, we saw the great opportunity in launching there. The other reason is we want to build international talent pools where we can actually tap talent. So, for example, if there's a lack of anti-money laundering type professionals here in Australia, we could tap talent in Europe for this as well. So that's one of the reasons why we want to expand reasonably quickly so that we can actually tap and leverage resources outside Australia.
Are those skills interchangeable between countries?
Yeah, good question. In the world of risk and compliance, I would say that there are some work that employers would very much prefer people in Australia to do the work. So anything to do with local regulations, they would likely want someone here in Australia. But there are a number of risk type work where the skills are transferable. you know, anti-money laundering here versus anti-money laundering in the UK. The principles are the same or very similar and so on. So they're at technology risk management as well, another hotspot for us. Again, those skills are transferable. So we could actually move resources globally around and to manage the demand and supply globally. So that's one of our aim, to operate globally in that fashion.
And are there enough freelancers operating there to populate a platform like yours?
There are probably a lot more freelancers, if you like, than we know or can see, because a lot of them operate by word of mouth here in Australia and in the UK and elsewhere. You know, it's they themselves and their personal brand. And because of that, we thought, well, having a platform and bringing them under the umbrella and the brand Mitigate actually helps aggregate all these people in one place. So it's easier for clients to actually come to us and say, hey, have you got someone good in technology risk or anti-money laundering or you know, superannuation regulations and so on. So yes, in short, there are more people contracting. You've heard of the term gig economy. There are more people open towards exploring gig work or contract work.
I'm going to have to leave it there, James, but it's been very interesting talking to you, and I wish you all the best in the future. Thanks.
Thanks, Alan. Good to be here.
I've been talking to James Lai, who's the founder and CEO of Mitigate, which is a gig economy thing for risk management professionals.